Welcome back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex, where we are getting set for the second period of action here. The Colts find themselves up 2-0 here after 20 minutes, and Corey, it was a pretty entertaining opening 20.
It was a great opening 20 for the Mountain View Colts. It was a good pace to that one. They got a couple of goals. The power play continues to click for them. So all the things that they needed to have go right for them did go right in that first period, and they want to keep that rolling here for the final 40.
Aiden Saunders, his third of the season. Wyatt Bailey, his seventh on the power play. That has the Colts up too, as they've won this center faceoff. It's Cohen Richardson taking the attacking zone. A good pad save by Larson. Actually kicks it out all the way back into the neutral zone. Colts will move from left to right this period. Airdrie from right to left as they've got it in the offensive zone now. Pinoyer pokes it forward. Here's a centering pass through the slot all the way out to Hawk at the point. Fires a long shot on. Doesn't quite make it toward McGinnis. It's Stoddard who bats it down. Can't get it out of the zone. Hawk will try again. That one is redirected and deflected up as Stoddard will pick it up. Now he'll start out to skate with it. Left wing side dishes into the middle. Richardson just had it in his feet there. Kicked across, and now it's Pinoyer with a little bit of room here. Left wing side is going to get it deep. Gets it around his man for Kai Biggin now to pick it up, and he'll wrap it around the wall aimlessly, and this is going to be an icing call against the Colts.
Yeah, they had an opportunity there off the opening faceoff. They won and charged 3-on-2 into the zone, but just some kind of aimless blind passing that didn't really go anywhere resulted in the puck being turned over and back the other way for Airdrie. So now Airdrie's got an offensive zone faceoff here coming up just to the glove side of McGinnis.
Cohen Richardson will dig in. It's lost back as Ranzer will hold it in for Airdrie. Long shot coming through. That one doesn't make it towards McGinnis. He gets batted down. Now through the neutral zone, the Colts break it out. Richardson looking to reach for that puck. Can't quite get to it. It's turned up, and McDermott has it now. Stoddard, neutral zone play through the middle. Looking for Richardson. Can't quite find that one as Raznor can't as well. We'll have to get back on the backhand for Lucas. Lucas now right wing side. That pass a little too hot to handle for his man up the ice. Now Barnett has an opportunity to skate it through. Gets it deep. Back down low as Ranzer now for Airdrie. Starts the breakout now. Right wing side, Chalmers tries to feed one through the middle. It's intercepted there. Good work by Corbin Ray to knock it down. Now Saunders in transition. Right wing side gains the blue line. On the forehand, looking for an option. Tries to center that one lightly. Comes off a stick. Deflects all the way up for Bartlett. Fires one on. Redirected by Bailey. Stopped it in front. Centering pass through the slot. And looking for that one was Aiden Saunders. Saunders got a big collision there as he throws a stick in disgust. That's going to draw a whistle here. Saunders
that
in all likelihood going to the box here, but he felt hard done by his... Almost
he
looked like he
spear.
Got stepped on or something,
something
like that.
Something. He took something. And is that in the hand, or did he take that more in the groin area? He's basically doubled over in pain right now. Is Airdrie going off here? No, this is going to be against the Colts interference, yeah.
Interference call coming up against Aiden Saunders. He's going to have to gather himself here first, though. Trainer,
yeah, he's
taking
in
a lot
of pain at the bench. He does not want to have to go sit here, but he does, unfortunately.
So
and
that's,
I think this is all just from throwing that stick, right?
Yeah,
but he's not going.
That's the interference call. It's going to be Corbin Ray serving this one for the injured player, but it looks like Saunders is going to hop on over the boards again. So I don't know how they're going to score this one, but in all likelihood it will be Corbin Ray getting the penalty minute served to his name. So he'll feel hard done by, but meanwhile it's Airdrie off to the power play, their first of the evening, and a long point shot from Barrett is blocker down there by McGinnis. Colts looking for it now in their own zone. It comes out to the point man once again. That's Barrett, holds the zone, gets things going here on the power play for Airdrie. Sandu over to Barrett. Barrett a little hard for him to handle, but eventually will gather and gets it down low into the corner. Looking for Pinoyer down there. Hawk is manning the point. Hartnell digging away at it, and he's freed it up for his man. Now coming to the puck is Jobin. Dishes off for Hawk. Cross ice feed into the slot for Hartnell. Fires one on. Big rebound, and Airdrie scores. On the power play, the Thunder answer back. It's 2-1.
Yeah, they moved that puck around really well on that power play and didn't waste any time. Got a great shot, also got a big rebound from McGinnis, and they were able to tuck that rebound into the back of the net.
It's going to be Pinoyer who finds the back of the net here off that rebound. That's Damon Pinoyer who's going to find the back of the net there of the two brothers. And Airdrie has life here at the DMC off that power play goal. 1-for-1 on the power play are the Thunder, and now the Colts are in a 2-1 hockey game here, looking for a little bit of an answer back. Early in this second period, they'll get it into the offensive zone. Onto the cycle is Cohen Richardson, works his way through the slot. It's turned up. Now Airdrie has an opportunity to skate it out. Terpestrel will gain the line, get it deep. Big ricochet there, and picking it up now is Blake Stoddard, who plays it off the wall and into the neutral zone. Turned up there as Airdrie will find a loose biscuit. Now a long cross-ice feed for Santaguchi, who gets a big hit there from Biggin, and puck doesn't quite make it into the Mountain View end as LeGranger is going to pick it up through the neutral zone, backhands it forward only as far as the blue line, is stopped up again as Airdrie, but this time they'll skate it deep. Good poke check there by Richardson, looking to poke it the other way. Couldn't get by LeGranger there, who holds the blue line, but only briefly as Hayden Parks digs it out, now advances to Cohen Richardson on the forehand, rips one on target. Might have took it a redirection. Not sure where that ended up, but we're going to have a face-off out of the zone. So that one is a clean exit there for Mountain View. It's a neutral zone draw coming up.
So they're officially scoring this to 16, not 26. So according to the officials, they're giving it to Hartnell instead of Pennoyer. But that's
serious.
I think they probably got the numbers wrong.
Tanner Austin, neutral zone draw, has won this one back. Now with room, Peyton Rothbush is going to float it into the offensive zone. Going after it is Austin on the forecheck. Won it back. Quick out front to Lame, who finds the back of the net. Nifty play there from the Colts. They've restored their two-goal lead. It's 3-1.
And again, that was one where Larson, I thought, looked a little lost, and he wasn't really sure where that puck was.
Good hustle there by Tanner Austin, going after it on the forecheck. F1 chips one out front, and Lame makes no mistake. It's 3-1. Good response there from Mountain View. Exactly the answer they were looking for after Airdrie cut the lead to 1 on their power play tally. Now back to a two-goal game here at the DMC. Colts looking for more as Austin is in on the forecheck once again. Quickly, however, breaking it out is Airdrie, now through the neutral zone. Stopping up, Peyton Rothenbusch advances for Labbe. Looking for a little bit of support there from his man. Rothenbusch again will have to try to break it up. This one through the middle. Bit of a ricochet as Airdrie will get there first with Hartnell. Sends it into the offensive zone for Airdrie now. Looking to go on to the attack now with Pennoyer. Hartnell down there again. Board play as a centering pass is broken up there by Mountain View. Heistead looking for it. Can't find it as Hawk is going to hold the line. Gets it down low. Offensive corner for Airdrie. It's broken up. Now Heistead has an opportunity to break it out the other way. Advances for Lambe. Had to pull it back from behind him. Now centering pass through the wicket to Larson. And
that's
not in the back of the net there, but it is underneath Larson, and that'll draw a whistle.
They thought that was in. That was ugly at any rate. Larson, again, had no clue where that was. He came off the post, and it slipped between his legs. He's really lucky that that one didn't cross the line.
15:34 to go here in the second period. Larson's had some shaky moments here, the
He's
former
battling.
Mountain View Colt. 8.46 save percentage in three games played with Mountain View last season. And this offensive zone draws a struggle here between Bailey, Ray, and the two Thunder players, but eventually it's dug out by Airdrie, and they'll advance it through the neutral zone. High stick down by Stoddard. Airdrie gets the first touch. They'll get it over the blue line, but offside.
Ooh,
taking
a
big
hit.
Bump there. I believe that was Corbin Ray coming in, and that'll draw a crowd, but no call, and a neutral zone faceoff coming up.
I thought I saw interference call being made by one of the officials. The hands immediately went up in the interference motion, but I'm not sure it's going to get called or not. No, we're not going to have anybody called, so we're just going to have a neutral zone faceoff here.
Corbin Ray is going to dig in for the blue and red. This one back to Nucci. We'll get it over to Barrett. Barrett now, D to D play, LeGranger. Nice pass in the middle for Terpestra. He fans on the backhander. Now we'll have to regroup with Barrett. Bank pass there, Ford. Battle for it. Referee's crease, taking it away is Aiden Saunders. Now right wing side carries it into the offensive zone. Button hooks at the hash marks. Advances for Bailey. Bailey tripped up there. Puck advances over for Ray. Gets it to the point, man. A big blast from Stoddard, and that is snagged by Larson. He'll hang on for the whistle with 14:52 to go in the second.
14:52 to go gives us a chance to mention Hildebrand Motors. When you need a new or used vehicle, head to Hildebrand. Their service center is open Monday to Saturday with easy booking online. Hildebrand Motors, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
Right wing offensive zone dot. It's going to be Kai Biggin on the backhand looking to take this face off. And on the backhand, he does win it to the winger. It's Hayden Parks forced up against the wall there. Digging away is Biggin, looking for it. Digging away, and now the puck is squirted behind the Airdrie net. Going to the work there on the forecheck is Hayden Parks. Intercepts that pass. Now on the backhand, looks to wrap it around the boards. That one takes a redirection up and out of play.
a little bit chippy here in the last little bit for Mountain View and Airdrie, not getting a lot of pace or flow to this second period, but a couple of goals to start things off here early in the second.
Biggin on the backhand again, gets into the winger Parks. Now Parks working away towards the goal, and now a backhander towards the net from Biggin is blocked. Picking up the loose biscuit is Airdrie now, working their way out. Hansen is going to take it into the offensive zone. This is a tripping 100%. Call coming up against Mountain View. Was looking to make the check there. It was Rothenbusch, and looks like he's going to be going to the Zin bin.
Yeah, that was, I'm not exactly sure what Peyton Rothenbusch was trying to do with that play, but it was just a very blatant, I'm going to get in his way and I'm going to impede him getting across the line. It wasn't really an attempt at a hit. It was just an attempt to interfere. He's shrugging his shoulders and trying to figure out why he got called on this, but it was just the most blatant tripping slash interference call that you could ever have. So that was a no-doubter for sure for the officials.
Back to the power play comes Airdrie. They're 1-for-1 tonight, 17% on the season, working their way towards the goal here off the faceoff win. It's Jobin off the post there as he wrapped it around. Now it comes out to the slot where finding it first is Mountain View, getting as far as the point bend. Barrett, who holds the zone here for Airdrie. The attack continues. Tanner Austin digging away, can't find it as Jobin will poke it into the offensive corner. Now wrapping his way around the goal. The Colts making them work for it here on the PK, but Hawk has it at the point. Hawk now left wing side, wraps around the goal. It squirts out for Stoddard, has a lane to exit, and that got a stick on it from Chalmers. He'll hold the zone. Airdrie, they continue possession, offensive zone, holding it in again was Hawk. Good hustle here from the power play. Jobin in a battle now along the wall, digs it away, now moves his way into the slot on the backhand, doesn't have a shot option, now gets it out for Pinoyer. Big blast coming, that one is redirected wide. Battle for it now behind the goal as Hartnell is packed up against the boards. A centering pass there is intercepted wisely by Saunders. Good stick by the forward to send it the length of the ice. 55 seconds of power play to go here from Airdrie. They start up for it. 1-for-1 so far tonight on the evening. Through the logo they come. Now Hawk, left wing side, gets it into the corner, wraps it around the wall, looking for Terpstra. Terpstra stops up on the backhand, floats one into the corner again. Coming across there is Jobin. Now works his way around. Forehand fires one into the shin pads of McDermott. Now racing after it is Richardson, and he gets it out of the attacking zone. Across now for Stoddard. Battle in the neutral zone. Foot race forward, and Airdrie wins this one back. And they'll like to keep possession here with about 20 seconds to go on the man advantage. Barrett will have a look up ice, a long feed. That's off the stick there. Pinoyer won't be an icing call against, but do lose possession. Colts have an opportunity to exit. They'll quickly do so. Now Richardson picks it up in the neutral zone. Advances for Parks. Last 10 seconds of power play as LeGrandier is going to take it back over the blue line for Airdrie and start the attack. Has it back. LeGrandier trying to fire one towards goal. That one takes a deflection. Now back the other way. 5-on-5, and it's a 3-on-1 developing as the Colts turn it over. LeGrandier now through the middle, looks to spring his man the other way. That one is off the skates there. Pinoyer now a battle in the neutral zone. It's one back by LeGrandier on the snapper. It's blockered aside by McGinnis. Into the corner it comes. The Colts are looking for it. It's Richardson who will pick it up first. It's checked off his stick, however, quickly by Pinoyer. Pinoyer will keep the attack alive here for Airdrie, but quickly picking up the puck is Rothenbusch. Cross-ice feed. This one won't be an icing call. Comes off an Airdrie player, so the Colts will have an opportunity to change as Lucas is going to pick it back in his own zone. Lucas leaves the puck behind his own net for LeGrandier. He'll start the breakout right wing side. Some quick checking there by Ellis, and now on the backhand we'll get the forecheck going. Here's Jay Heistad in behind the goal, looking to work his way out. Ellis comes to his aid. Puck is still sitting there. Both teams looking for it. Eventually the Thunder will dig it out with LeGrandier. His pass is intercepted there by Austin. Austin takes a hit for his troubles, but keeps the attack going with Heistad. Heistad now working his way towards the goal. A sharp angle shot is steered aside by Larson. Puck in the corner now. Ellis digging away at it, pokes it forward, looking for Heistad, getting their first star, the Thunder. They put it off the glass, and they put it out of the zone. Stoddard back in the neutral zone will look to get the attack going right away again as he skates up the ice. Now moves his way through center. Stoddard still has it now on the back end. A centering pass through the middle. Austin will get there in the corner. Keeps the attack going. Another centering pass. Heistad now pulls the trigger. That one wide. Back in front for Heistad. Off his stick, and now the net is off. And we'll have a whistle after a couple of grade A chances there for the Mountain View Colts. It's 3-1 with 10:50 to go.
Couple of great chances, as Barron mentioned there, for the Colts. Heistad was kind of the pivot man right in front of the net, waiting for that pass to finally come through. Made connection on it once, and it was a huge save from Zach Larson that keeps this game at 3-1.
Corbin Ray, the right-hand shot on the back end, will push the puck forward on the faceoff. Now has possession. Looks to get the cycle going with Wyatt Bailey. Bailey on the backhand looks to feed out front for Saunders. Saunders will find the puck, wrap around the goal. On the forehand, out to the point man, it's Rothenbusch. A long shot through, redirected off the post. Barnett will get there, and he'll hold the zone, keep the attack going for Mountain View. A centering pass. Barnett again will dig his way towards the slot. Now is Ray, who's trying to fire one towards the goal. Can't do so cleanly, and eventually Airdrie will get an exit. Looking to get right back on the attack is Mountain View. They dump it into the attacking zone. Going after it is Wyatt Bailey, left wing corner. Shakes off a check now. A nice pass out to the point man, Bartlett. Slides across. Now Rothenbusch winds, fires, and that's into the breadbasket of Larson, who hangs on for the whistle with 10:09 to go in the second.
It's a good one there for Rothenbusch. It was a great pass, actually. They fired one out from behind the net to the cross point and then worked it across. I think it was Bartlett over to Rothenbusch. Rothenbusch got it through clean, but again, unable to get a redirect on that one in front of the net.
Kai Biggin is going to dig in here on the backhand. Offensive zone draw coming up left wing side. He wins this one to his point man. That is Stoddard. Stoddard keeps the attack going, looking for Parks in the corner. Parks jumped off his stick there. Now Airdrie gets a break, and they'll push it up the ice with Ranzer. Now out of his blue paint is McGinnis to play it off the blue, or off the glass, rather. It's Parks who will get it. Now right wing side, one-on-one opportunity for Parks. Fires it off the shin pads. Into the corner it comes. Digging away is Richardson. Richardson up to the point man. A long shot. Lots of traffic there for McDermott, but that one takes a skip wide of the target. Now it's on the other side where Stoddard is going to hold the line not once but twice. Gets it around his man. Nifty move there. Racing for it in the corner. Razor gives him a good little shove for his efforts, and now has won the puck back for Airdrie on the backhand. Looks to advance it. Parks holds his own into the slot for Richardson. Good pad save made by Larson. Big rebound now comes out for Parks for McDermott. Now the point man, his shot can't get through. Benoyer will pick up the puck here for Airdrie. Has room to get it off the glass and now into the neutral zone. Airdrie has a little bit of a room for a breather. McDermott looking to go right back on the attack. D to D first, however, for Stoddard. Now Stoddard will send it up the ice for Labbe. He's got some room. Here's Labbe. Fires one, and that's blocked by the Thunder. That was a good block by Hawk, I believe, to get across with the stick. Bartlett will keep the attack going as he holds the zone for Mountain View. A quick change there. They would have had too many, but the puck comes over, and it's in the Airdrie bench this time around. So that will stop play with 8:43 to go in the second.
Whoa, and a ton to go over here the last couple of minutes. Barron finally gets a chance to take a breather as we hit our media timeout. It's been go, go, go over the last couple of minutes. Most of that being the Mountain View Colts buzzing around the Airdrie Thunder net. Tons of opportunity getting the puck down low, moving it around. A couple of shots on net. They're really pushing. Are the Colts right now just not able to get through Zach Larson, but still maintaining a 3-1 lead here midway through this second period.
Yeah, it's been a fun game to watch. There's no doubt about that. The Colts with a handful of opportunities, and especially 5-on-5, they seem to be generating a whole lot in the offensive zone.
Yeah, they're finding their way. You know, we talked a lot about there were some new players on this team and maybe working through some new systems, learning some new things, and it feels tonight like the Mountain View Colts are really finding their way and that the things that they've been taught since the beginning of the year are starting to click, and it can sometimes take a while. These are, you know, young men, and it just took a little while for things to click, but it seems like the systems now are starting to make sense for them, just the way they're moving the puck around.
Looks like the officials are ready to get things going here once again after that media timeout. 8:43 remains here in the second period. The Colts up 3-1. Entered this second period up 2-0. We've seen two goals scored. Airdrie with the power play tally as well. Made it 2-1 at one point. Colts answered back. Here's LeGrandier off that face-off. We'll get things going for Airdrie now. Looks to advance for Taniguchi, who's caught up at the blue line with Austin. Austin wins the puck back for Mountain View, and now it's with Bartlett, who tries to advance it up through the zone. A big collision there as that involved Austin. Both players go flying, but the puck goes back to the Colts in their own end. Bartlett now with an opportunity to break out. His backhand pass is picked off by the skates there of Airdrie. He'll get another opportunity. This time does advance it successfully for Heistead. Drops it off there for Austin. Gives to Labbe now on the forehand, looking to give it back for Heistead, and takes a baseball swing there, a swing and a miss, and this time it's Airdrie going to pick it up, have an opportunity to break it out. Stick down there by Stoddard. He'll slow things up, look to go back up the wing with it, but that's quickly picked off by Airdrie, and LeGrandier sends it forward. making Rothenbusch pay for his efforts there. Rothenbusch takes an extra whack at LeGrandier, and that is going to draw a call. So the Colts are going to be going shorthanded here as Rothenbusch will touch up. Doesn't like the call, but hard to argue that one as well, as that's going to send Airdrie back to the power play.
Yeah, and they've been pretty good so far, 1 for 2, and looked good in the second one. It's another one for Rothenbusch. He said 2 in a row that he's really not too happy about, but they're pretty hard to argue either one of them.
Yeah, Stern talking to there as well from the official after Rothenbusch tries to argue that second call against, to no avail. So it'll be the third opportunity of the evening for the Airdrie Tech Nation Thunder. Came in around that 17% mark on the season. And away from home, they've got the league worst power play at around 11%. Right now, though, we're 1 for 2, and now we'll start their third opportunity with Lucas. His cross-ice feed a little too hot to handle there for Barrett, and he'll have to regroup into the neutral zone. Barrett now, a little bit of room now, makes the play across for Jobin. Jobin's going to skate it through center, looking to cut his way into the slot now. Puck comes into the corner, makes the play out to the point man. Hartnell will get it down low again for Jobin, looking to get things going on the power play. Gets it out for Lucas. Lucas slides across for Barrett. Barrett doesn't have a shooting lane, will go down in the corner. It's Hartnell, skates towards the goal. A centering pass goes out to Lucas now. Opposite side point man holds it in, right wing side. Skating across now around the net. Left wing side out of the corner. Here's Hartnell out for Barrett, who fires one towards the goal. It's stick down, and now a big rebound in the slot is up and over the goal. And believe this will stay inside the Colts' end.
Yeah, this is one of the Airdrie players is down right here. We're going to see he's getting up very gingerly right now. I'm not sure if he took a cross check in the back or what that was, but he's definitely a little bit sore. That's Jeremy Jobin that took a shot, but he's going to stay on the ice.
Right-hand side. They're going to take a draw here with Hartnell digging in for Airdrie. It comes out to the point man. Lucas just couldn't hold on to that one. Now a foot race for it against Kai Biggin. Biggin does get a stick on that, but eventually it will be Barrett who regroups here for Airdrie. Worked their way out now. It's Barrett through the middle. That's broken up there by Kai Biggin. Good forechecking on the PK here. Now down to 50 seconds of power play for Airdrie as Barrett has it in behind his own goal. We'll start the breakout with it. Right wing side, along, a hot pass for Pinoyer. That's up and over his stick, and there'll be an icing call for Airdrie on this power play.
41 seconds to go in this one, and then Peyton Rothenbusch is going to be back out on the ice. Colts looking for another kill after giving up a goal on the first power play of the night. The Colts have killed off 1.5, fingers crossed.
Airdrie sticking with unit number 1 on this power play as Hartnell's going to stay out there. And the icing call, of course, Austin looks to win this one for Mountain View. Can't do so as Pinoyer is going to win this one back for Airdrie now. 30 seconds of power play to go. We'll look to break it up the ice one more time. Blowing a tire there as Lucas does make the play across for Barrett. However, now it's Hartnell. Hartnell has it bumped off his stick, but Lucas is able to make the play now for Jobin. Jobin takes it right wing side, pushed up against the wall. Now gets it out to the point man. It is Lucas who slides it across for Barrett. Barrett a little bit of room there, but quickly met by Biggin. Biggin blocks that shot, can't get it out, however. Now Lucas has a lane, fires one towards the goal. It's redirected. Don't know if that eventually got to McGinnis, but it does matter. The Colts will get it out of the zone. Colts will get this power play killed as well as Airdrie falls for 1 for 3 on the evening. And now Stoddard with a little bit of room will break it up for Hayden Parks. A battle for it at the attacking blue line right in front of the Colts bench here as Parks will get into the attacking zone. Hawk will quickly pick it up, however, for Airdrie. Works his way through center over the logo, now over the blue line. Still in possession, backhander towards goal, and he fires it top corner. What a goal there from Hawk, and Airdrie answers back. It's 3-2.
Grady Hawk walked in around the Colts on his backhand side, and he rifled a backhand shot. He's a right-hand shot, came down the left side, and on the backhand, he fired that up over the glove hand of Jordan McGinnis. Now, McGinnis is a big goaltender and shouldn't be giving up the glove hand like that, but they backed him way into the net, so there was a ton of room on the glove side to fire it up high.
Hawk gets one back for the Airdrie Tech Nation Thunder. It's 3-2. They've made it a one-goal game once again. And the first time out, the Mountain View Colts were able to answer very, very quickly and restore that two-goal lead. We'll see if they can do the same here. Now 3-2 at the DMC, about 5 minutes to go here in the second period as Terpstra picks it up now for Airdrie. Right wing side can't advance it as Bartlett is going to get there first and try to get it deep for Mountain View. Still pushing the puck forward now, a centering pass through the middle. That one evades everyone. Eventually Parks in a battle for it, left wing side. loses it out to LeGranger. Now LeGranger will take it in for Airdrie, attacking zone. They look to wrap it around the wall. This Travelers will hold it in. Gets it to the point, man, that was Razon. His shot doesn't make it through, but holding the zone there is Airdrie with Travelers trying to fire one towards the goal. It's blocked. Now it's Heistead through the middle. His pass is intercepted. LeGranger has some room, fires it deep. McGinnis stomps up behind his own goal. Miscommunication there from the Colts defenders as Rothenbusch has to be sharp to keep it away from the Airdrie attacker. Now some more pressure here by the Airdrie forecheck. They've won it away. A centering pass in the middle is picked up by Rothenbusch. Some work in front of the net, and now eventually the Colts will get it clear. Neutral zone play as Heistead advances it. This is going to be an offside call, however. No touch there from the blue and red, so we'll continue here as Razon has it for Airdrie. Advances it forward, now dumping it in, and Airdrie will go for a quick change here. Two men will change. Meanwhile, the Razon will keep the attack going for Airdrie. Right wing, pardon me, left wing or corner for it now. Battle as there's about three players involved. The Colts taking it away. It's Parks. Tries to work it up the wing. Coming across there was Jay Heistead. Levels his man. Airdrie wanted a call. Not going to get one. We'll continue here at even strength.
It's clean. Shoulder to sternum.
Remains a 3-2 game.
They want to fight, and there's you got to walk away from this. Do not engage in the fight. It was shoulder to sternum. It was a clean hit. Airdrie coaches are yelling right now at the official, and he's telling them it was a clean hit. I mean, it doesn't get much more textbook than that. Shoulder straight to the chest.
We'll have a neutral zone faceoff coming up now. It's Corbin Ray going to dig in for Mountain View. Defensive side of the neutral zone, and this one's won back by Airdrie. Barrett has opportunity to get it to LeGranger. They'll do so successfully. Now chopping it deep is LeGranger, but quickly gathering is Stoddard, and a nifty pass up the ice for Wyatt Bailey. Has a little bit of room. Whips up and fires a wrister towards goal. Deflects up and out of play.
3:21 to go here in this second period, and we want to give a quick mention to Dick's Trucking. On the road, making miles through Western Canada since 1963. When you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury.
It's an offensive zone faceoff coming up after that deflection out of play. Wyatt Bailey will dig in on the backhand. Left wing dot wins it to the winger. Battle for it. A big scramble. Corbin Ray up against a couple of checkers there for the Thunder, and eventually it will be Airdrie who digs it away with Penoyer. A centering pass through the middle now. Race for it as Ray checks his man. A big collision there, but the attack stays alive for Airdrie. His centering pass is just wide of the goal there as Penoyer barely missed that one. Now the attack continues. Scramble for it at the slot. Both teams looking for this one. Saunders turns it up and now through the neutral zone. Picking it up is Wyatt Bailey, left wing side. Nifty move around his man. Now tries to beat a second and eventually it's poked off his stick. Back the other way now are the Thunder. Limbering their way through the neutral zone. They'll just softly dump it in the corner. Hawk is after it now. Hawk, big goal to make it a 3-2 game. Stopped up against the end wall there in a battle with Blake Stoddard. Stoddard has it pushed up against the wall, and that will draw a whistle with 2:31 remaining in the second period.
Yeah, this feels like Airdrie has taken back a lot of the momentum in this hockey game. It was all Colts for most of this hockey game. And then since that last goal, Airdrie's just found a whole other life, and they're taking it to the Colts.
Certainly have seen an extra spring in their step. And as you can expect between the Thunder and the Colts, it is a tight checking hockey game. And a couple of power play goals in this one as well. It's been entertaining to watch, no doubt about it. Neutral zone draw, one back is Jobin, who has an opportunity to fire it towards the goal. It's up and over the target. Attack stays alive, though, as the puck stays in the offensive zone. Austin will gather from Mountain View. Now a quick outlet through the neutral zone, a race for it. Tyson Ellis is looking to get there. Can't quite get to it, but the Colts do have possession with Rothenbusch. Cross-ice feed is off the boards, looking to spring Labbe. Couldn't read that one, and now back the other way is Razon. The other way, looking to make a check there was Austin. Does free the puck up. Gives it to Rothenbusch. Now out for Lucas. Back in his own zone for Airdrie. Looks to break it out. Neutral zone play broken up again by Austin. Advances for Labbe. Labbe is hooked up there. Advances the puck, though, into the offensive zone. It's Airdrie regrouping on it quickly, however. Now it's a battle along the blue line as Rothenbusch stepped in, makes the pinch, and keeps the attack going here for Mountain View. Keeps it going across for Austin now on the high slot. Fires one on. Blocker save made by Larson. It's into the corner now. Both teams digging away. Poke check there by Austin, but it escapes him. Now with a little bit of room here is Ethan Razon. Razon off the glass. Turned up for Kai Biggin, and Biggin immediately sends it deep. Steered aside by Larson as that one was on target. Gives his room for Lucas. A spring up the ice, right wing side. Here's an opportunity for Airdrie, but just a fumble on the stick handle. And now it's fired towards the corner, and another fumble there as eventually it'll trickle towards McGinnis, who hangs on. He's seen enough of that attack.
Yeah, that's a good whistle there for Jordan McGinnis. A couple of times in this game, he's had the opportunity to get his glove down and get a whistle, and instead he chose to play the puck and keep it alive. And I thought, geez, it would have been better off getting a whistle there. So that's a really smart play from Jordan McGinnis.
Airdrie looks to get the attack going here with Terpstra, but that draw is lost, and quickly it's out of play. So we'll do that all over again here with only a minute and 4 seconds to go in the second.
Yeah, and with all kinds of buzz for the Airdrie Thunder right now, the Colts are thinking, let's just get out of this second period with a 3-2 lead right now.
Terpstra again will dig in. This time it's one back by Mountain View. That was Cohen Richardson, and now a quick outlet pass. This one's going to evade everyone. A foot race for it as Parks is going to win it out. No icing. Now the Colts will look to go the attack here after that hard work by Hayden Parks. It's dug away, however, by Grady Hawk. He'll have an opportunity to skate it up left wing side. Gets it deep. He'll peel off looking for a change of his own. Now Stoddard back to break it out here for Mountain View. Escapes one checker. Now will escape a second as he bats it off the wall. Battle for it at the blue line. Poked ahead by Richardson. Now with help from Parks, we'll get it back. Now Richardson looks to make the move around his man. Backhand into the corner he comes. He's pushed up against the wall. Biggin is there to help him out, but Richardson still has possession somehow. And now Parks will help him out. Parks now looking to get it back into the slot for Richardson, but that time it's intercepted. Now back the other way, Airdrie with Taniguchi. Left wing side, poking it forward into the corner. It comes. McDermott makes a nice defensive play, sends it up the wall, but Lucas will hold the zone there for Airdrie. Looking to get one last attack going. Lucas back out to the point. A long shot through. It's blocked. Don't believe it got to McGinnis. It is batted down here. Colts looking to send it up the wall, but the buzzer helps them out here. And after 40 minutes, it's the blue and red enjoying a 3-2 lead here at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. We will be back to recap everything you heard after the last 40 minutes. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.